Sinfonia da Camera, the professional chamber orchestra in residence at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, is in concert tomorrow night at Krannert's Fullinger Great Hall. On this homecoming weekend at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus, the title of the concert is Homecoming at the Hall. I spoke with Sinfonia's music director, Ian Hobson, about the program.
We've got one very famous piece, which I think is very appropriate for the fall. That's Dvořák's Eighth Symphony, which is filled with color and light and a fantastic piece. And at the beginning of the program, we have a short piece called Pastoral d'Été by Honegger. And that's kind of wishful thinking for the fall, that the pastoral of the summer. But it's a lovely piece with just a very few players and very atmospheric and gorgeous. And then the central piece on the program is really unusual. It is a concerto by David Canfield, a composer from Indiana. But it's a concerto after Elgar. And David is one of these people who is unique in the sense that he can capture the style of many, many composers. I've recorded a Tchaikovsky piece that he did for saxophone and a Glier piece, as well as the Rhapsody after Gershwin, which we performed here a few years ago. And this one is Concerto for Viola after Elgar, and it is performed by our principal violist, Csaba Erdélyi. And it's a phenomenally complicated work technically, but it kind of follows the scheme of the Elgar cello concerto, mm-hmm. In three movements. And David has put in quite a few Elgar quotes in there, in the manner of the Enigma variations, because Elgar never said who these friends were or what the themes were about. Mm-hmm. And David, he has said that he will leave in his papers the answers to these questions. And so we have to wait until quite a bit later, but we have every opportunity to try and find out what they are.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Honegger, the pastoral. You mentioned a smaller group. How small are we talking here?
Well, it's, of course, strings. So the strings are 22 or 25 in number. And then they're just single woodwind parts, as a clarinet, as a horn, an oboe, and so forth. It's a very gentle, lilting piece. It's, in a way, it reminds me of Delius, you know, the English, on the English side of On Hearing the First Cuckoo in Spring, was one of his atmosphere pieces, and this is along in that vein.
And of course, Dvořák, the finale, Symphony Number 8, one of his best known symphonic
works. One of his best known, not his best known. The best known is Number 9,
of course,
the New World Symphony. But I've always had a tremendous favoritism for the 8th. It is so sunny, and of course it's a little bit based on Beethoven in the second movement. It's a little bit like the funeral march of the Eroica, but still much more sunny and hopeful, so to speak.
I was going to say, when I think of Beethoven, I don't think of sunny necessarily.
No. And there's some gorgeous Slavic music in the third movement in particular. And the fourth movement is a rollicking finale. I mean, it's just blasting out the brass, very, very brilliant trills in the horns, and a kind of march to the end. It's really a magnificent piece.
That's Ian Hobson, music director and conductor of Sinfonia da Camera. The chamber orchestra is in concert tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Details at krannertcenter.com. This is a bit of the third movement from Dvořák's Symphony No. 8, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, Wolfgang Sawallisch conducting.